History and physical. Patient name, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Walter. Date, 10-7-22. Place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Mr. Kelly is a 67-year-old African-American male, seen today on rounds. Patient is new to this facility and was recently admitted due to a recent cholecystectomy and is here for physical therapy and rehabilitation. The patient does have end-stage renal disease and was admitted to the hospital from clinic due to high-grade fever associated with chills. He had an abnormal HIDA scan on 9/30/22 and general surgery was consulted. Patient had his cholecystectomy on 10/2/22 and is so far healing well. On 10/12/22, patient will have his staples removed. He does have a significant past medical history of heart failure, end-stage renal disease on dialysis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, obstructive sleep apnea, anemia of chronic disease, peripheral neuropathy, chronic cirrhosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and a history of tobacco abuse. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. Patient has complained of slight discomfort at his incision sites, but pain is well controlled on current as needed medications. There have been no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, congestive heart failure, end-stage renal disease on dialysis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, obstructive sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anemia of chronic disease, peripheral neuropathy, and cirrhosis. Past surgical history. Left upper extremity AV fistula placement, bilateral knee arthroscopy, bilateral saphenous venous ablation, and recent cholecystectomy. Allergies, hydralazine. Social history, former smoker, patient quit smoking in 1992, no history of alcohol abuse, no history of IV drug abuse, no history of STDs, patient lives locally, family history, negative. Current medications. Acetaminophen / codeine as needed for pain, calcium acetate 3 times a day, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams 2 times a day, gabapentin 300 milligrams 2 times a day, isosorbide dinitrate 30 milligrams 2 times a day, losartan 100 milligrams 1 time a day, nifedipine 60 milligrams once a day, and omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day. Review of systems. A 10-point review of systems is negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 133 over 76, temperature 97.6, heart rate 70, respirations 19, and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted. Lungs cleared auscultation bilaterally. Chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Cholecystectomy, incision sites look clean, dry, and intact. No drainage noted. No redness noted. Assessment and plan. Number 1. Congestive heart failure, continue current medications. Number 2, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 3, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy, continue current medications. Number 5, gastroesophageal reflux disease, continue current medications. Number 7, end-stage renal disease, dependent on renal dialysis, continue dialysis treatments and routine follow-up with nephrologist. And number 7, status post-cholecystectomy. Continue pain control and routine follow-up with general surgeon. Thank you.